In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show at Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Joining us at 4:30 will be Kyle Schwarber. Joining us at 4, as he always does, Wednesdays at 4 o'clock, is Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Thanks for joining us, Baldy.
Yeah, nice to be with you guys. How are you?
What's up, Baldy?
So let me ask it this way. If we put the turnovers aside for a second, If we were to compare the Eagles' offensive performance against the Chargers to where they were with the Bears, was there positive movement from week to week there that you saw when you went over the game?
Yeah, there was. I mean, you know, the ball came out on timing quite a few times, Devontae and AJ. Was thrown with some rhythm and some anticipation of where they're going to be. Saw that. They ran the ball better. Saquon had better lanes than what he had against Chicago, I thought. I thought they handled, you know, some really good pass rushers in Khalil Mack and Tui Peloto. I thought they handled some of those guys pretty good up front. So I thought Jordan Mailata, despite the holding call and the touchdown pass, which I don't know, you can debate that. But I thought Jordan played really well in that game, really physical and move some bodies. I thought he had one of his better games, I thought, despite the penalty.
So then to the turnovers then. And, you know, there was the one that AJ jumped for, and he, you know, he either caught or didn't. It wasn't a great throw, probably should have caught it, whatever that was. What did you see on the turnovers? And I guess moving forward, did you see more things that would encourage you or more things that would discourage you?
Well, I mean, they dropped Ashawn Hand into, you know, the hook curl right there. And I don't think Jalen necessarily saw him. You know, and the ball got intercepted, of course, you know, fumbled and then fumbled again, all that stuff. But I don't know if he saw them. That can happen with dropping defensive tackles out. It's not something they had shown much, but they only, you know, rushed three, and they decided to do that to take the middle away, and they got one. I thought the interception at the end was very un-Jalen-like, to be honest with you, Spike. They had run the exact same play, the exact same formation at the end of the first half, and they got it to Goddard for 11 yards down to the 2-yard line. They didn't score. They kicked a field goal. But it was they came back to that play, and the Chargers, instead of playing man-to-man like they did in the first half, they played a zone coverage. And Cam Hart played it well. He's got to play the underneath receiver, which is Goddard, and then react to the ball over the top into the hole to Jahan Dotson. It's a first down throw, Spike. I don't want to play Monday morning quarterback, but it's not really a throw that Jalen has even attempted in the past. It's a tight window. It's a small receiver. Like, he usually, on first downs, he's either running it or he's throwing it away or, you know, looking for something else. But I thought that throw was not a good throw. You know, and so that's the one they got to live with. That, you know, because that's a real chance to win the game right there.
Yeah, that's the one, Baldy, that I can't get out of my mind, because, like you just said, he usually, in those situations, is calm, cool, and collective, and is not going to put the ball in harm's way. Like you said, it's first down. That's the throw you don't necessarily need to make. That corner is feathering. He's almost baiting you, right? Like it's first down. He's trying to give that safety a little help on the outside, so he's not going to jump Goddard in the flats, and because that's where they really want you to go in and throw the ball to. Like, throw the ball to Goddard, and we'll come up and make the tackle. And I'm like, man, why did Jalen make that throw? He normally would not make that throw there, and I was surprised he made that throw.
I'm with you, Ike. Look, Cam Hart played it great.
Yeah.
And Tony Jefferson, man, that guy's been out of the league so many times, but, you know, he makes a one-handed – I mean, it's a great play on their part. But still, it's first down. I mean, if you throw the ball into the nickel seats and you go to second and 10, you know, you still got three more shots if you want to go win the game with a touchdown. So I thought that one – and then, you know, the one where Dante Jackson, you know, came over Devontae. I mean, it's, I thought he was a little late with that throw. And that's still not a throw that he has been making. Like, he's been holding off on that throw. So I thought there was two throws. You know, but at the same time, look, the throw to A.J. in the end zone is a perfect throw.
Perfect.
Cam Hart makes a good play. A.J.'s normally doesn't get his arm pulled down like that. I mean, it's a great play by Hart. But it's a perfect throw by Jalen that might win the game for him.
Uh-huh. So, go ahead, Ike.
No, I was just going to say, you know, I watching it a second time myself, I knew I felt a little more positive than I felt watching it Monday night. But I guess it's good to hear from an Eagles fan perspective that it seems like there are some things that they got better at that they can build on. How did you
I agree with that.
I'm sorry.
Really do feel that way. Now, I know you scored 19 points.
Yeah.
And you kick all those field goals. That's not good. And the turnovers, it's going to be hard to win a game when you turn the ball over like that. But I thought the way that they actually moved and, you know, kind of sustained some offense and got some chunks, and did, I thought that looked better. And it looked like, you know, it looked like Jalen improved in some areas right there.
Did you see like a change in what they were doing? You know, what we've heard from the players over and over again, it's that it's not what's being called, it's that we're not doing it the right way. Did you see them call the game in a different way than you've seen previously?
You know, the play-action pass is now a real part of the game. And Jalen's under center, you know, that's a real part of the game. You know, the like we've seen them on the tush-push make that type of play before. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just an alternative to, you know, getting the yard. And so it turned out to be a great play for Saquon. But I thought there was a little bit more attacking. You know, they're pretty much a zone team. I thought they attacked their zones with some of the – I mean, this is not next level, like, offense. But, I mean, I just thought, you know, the way that you run a high-low against a curl flat player, like some basic things that, you know, I mean, everybody has. But I thought they dialed those things up a little bit more, and they connected on some of those things.
Yeah. So the defense, after really just getting muscled against the Bears, really looked like a completely different unit. I thought, just to my eye, it felt like one of the best games they've played all year, even without Jalen Carter. What'd you see on that side of the ball?
Well, I thought Jordan Davis played his best game as an Eagle. I thought he was a dominant player. And, you know, the one thing, I mean, Jordan has been under the microscope, and I've been critical of him. And I always thought, like, he had talent. He's playing. He's a much better player this year. He's in much better condition.
Mm-hmm.
But I still didn't think he was a violent player. You know, and now I'm seeing him throw bodies around. Like, it almost like Jalen's wearing off on him. Like, he was physically a dominant player on Sunday. You know, the rush was there. They, you know, the receivers did nothing. You know, Ladd McConkey had one catch. Like, they couldn't get the ball to the receivers outside of the one, you know, check down to Kalani Vidal, Kamani Vidal. Like, they really shut him down. It was Justin Herbert's, it was just his heroics, you know, that kept him in the game, you know, with his runs and scrambles and extending plays and playing with those conditions that he had. I thought it was a pretty good overall effort. I thought they covered real well and made a couple good plays on the ball.
I mean, so if all things are being equal, they should destroy the Raiders on Sunday, right? I mean, if this isn't a convincing win, I would imagine we should feel worried. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. No, they're not a good football team. I don't know if Geno Smith is even going. He's pretty banged up, right? But regardless, I mean, whoever they put out there, I mean, Ashton Jeanty can't get 4 yards on any run. Like, the offense line is not. They should destroy the Raiders. Denver just did. I mean, it's just people are taking the turns. It's a get-right game is what it is.
Yeah.
Yep. 17-13 coming up.
Yeah. 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 We heard that the Bears defense was get right. We heard the Cowboys defense was get right.
Baldy, I don't know if we can get right.
It's just interesting, Ike. You know, and you probably remember this, but you know, in their first Super Bowl run, Super Bowl 52. You know, obviously Carson gets hurt, and you know he gets replaced by Nick, and they played the Raiders.
Yeah.
In the first game.
Yep.
And it was a really – did they win that game?
Yeah, it was like 10-9, 10-7 or 10-9.
They struggled in the game. They really struggled. And then they struggled against the Cowboys and were like, who is Nick Foles? Like, what is wrong with him? You know, and then he has that magical run, you know. But they really struggled in both those. I remember they actually pulled him at halftime in the Cowboys game just to – you know, they just – I don't think they wanted him to lose all of his confidence. But he wasn't good.
Yeah.
You know, and then against Atlanta, they got better. Minnesota, they wiped them up, and you know, then of course took care of business. But I mean, it almost seems like it's the same time of the year that the Raiders are coming to town.
Yeah. Now listen, we were taking Nate Sudfeld calls.
I couldn't remember
after
his
that
name.
Cowboys game. Yeah. People wanted Nate Sudfeld in there. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Paul.
Where is Nate Sudfeld these days?
Yeah. I have not heard that name. I was going to say Mike Kafka, but I was like, wrong backup Eagles quarterback. All right, Baldy, we'll talk to you next week. Same time.
All right,
time.
Brother.
All right, you got it, guys. Take care, man.
Yep.
There he is, the great Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. I don't know, I feel a little bit better after that.
Yeah.
A little bit better?
A little better.
Yeah,
you know,
a little
Baldy
bit.
Was encouraged. While he was talking, and you know who popped in my head who also had a good game Monday night? Brent Covey.
He did.
Yeah, he had a
and
good game.
He fielded a punt at
the five.
Six.
Yeah.
Now he got it out to the 30.
He did. And I was saying, damn it.
And they cut Gibson.
Yeah.
Who's gone.
Yeah.
They also cut their long snapper yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
So I went and I looked, that guy, Deniz, is that his name? From, who posts all, does all the film. He posted all of his snaps from the game on Monday night. And I only saw one that all the field goal snaps look fine.
Right.
One of the punt snaps was a little low and away, but aside, there must be something else.
Are you trying
going
to blame
on.
Him for Jake's misses?
Well, they blamed Lovato last year. That guy's two-time Super Bowl champ, and we let him walk out of the door.
I was watching it. Everything looked fine to me. Now, I'm not a kicker. I'm not an expert, but everything looked fine to me.
Unless it's something that's obvious, I'm not going to see it either. I don't know what the hell.
Yeah, well, I felt like a real film guy watching it. And the first punt one that was a bad snap, I was like, oh, I see what they have
when you
here.
You said you watched all the snaps, the long snappers' snaps. Yeah. I was like, this dude is really taking this film watching
it
to a whole nother level, man.
He's really busy.
I'm busy with work.
That's what you do in the morning.
Yeah, you're locked in, man.
Well,
yeah.
Let me look at all this guy's snaps.
Yes.
He wasn't even started at the beginning of the year, right?
He was not.
He was not here at the beginning of the year.
Because it's Charlie Hewlett, as they brought back, and they signed him in the offseason.
Yeah.
Oh, Charlie Hewlett was our last.
Yeah, they had two long snappers on the roster, I think, at one point. Well, who's going to do it now, then?
I think it's Charlie Hewlett.
It's Charlie Hewlett.
He's back.
Okay. All right.
So the season is saved.
Yes.
I didn't even know.
They're 8-2 at Charlie Hewlett, I believe.
There
and
you
then,
go.
And then he went on IR and things
the
fall
real
apart.
Key is, what does Jake think?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Well, Jake's pointing fingers, too. The guys are losing their jobs because of Jake Elliott.
Where are the leaks
at
the special teams room?
Jake's pointing fingers.
Yeah.
Guys are losing jobs.
You know who else got a copy of that film? It was the Howie. Got it slipped under his door. A little thumb drive.
You went from your Willie Lampkin obsession. Once you figured out he was done for the year, now you're on to the long snapping
issue. I just thought it was interesting. The Lampkin thing bothers me that
I
never got to see him on the field.
Yeah.
He will be on the field for the Eagles in 2026.
Oh, he's coming back.
Yes, he is.
He better.
No, he's out there. The Rams probably going to grab him. Weren't the Rams the one that were mad?
Yes.
Yeah, but he's still on our roster.
He's
not eligible.
No.
They opened up his practice window. They didn't activate him in time.
Right.
So he goes back to IR.
Yeah, come on, Ike. Please lock in.
Yeah, come on.
Yes.
We had to let go of Willie Lampkin. Not the way that Cam Jurgens has looked this year. No offense to the
Players
Lounge alumni.
Yes.
By the way, shocked that he, you know, had to clear up.
That's what we do, man.
Yeah, you guys. It truly is the Players Lounge.
You should rename the Players Lounge the Clear Up Hour.
Yeah, yeah. Do you... Do you want to say?
Yeah.
I'm going to set it up for you.
Say what you really wanted to say. Yeah.
Now that you have 48 hours since the game, what do you really mean there?
Yep. I didn't mean anything. I didn't even say it. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP.
Hey, man, it's a lot of laughter going on during this misery.
We like to have fun, Corey. We like to have fun, man.
Hey, man. I just want to touch on some of the stuff y'all was talking about. So, I'm going to be real. What Shady McCoy did, that touched a nerve with me. Because I know there's like a lot of Eagles out there that deserve to be in the Eagles Hall of Fame. I'm not saying he doesn't. He surely does. But it's like a lot of Eagles out there that's not in the Eagles Hall of Fame that was great.
Whatever happened, Dyke Reese?
And then for you to like sit out there and disrespect it, talking about, oh, if you take my – take me, like they got the number 25 retired before you was even in the Hall of Fame. Like nobody touched the number.
Yeah.
That's what the Eagles show respecting. You going to just disrespect us like that? Like, nah, dog. Stay on that side.
And that's after.
I think he was joking.
Yeah.
I think he was joking, Corey.
But if you want to hammer the point home,
yeah.
Tommy McDonald's a Hall of Famer wearing 25, and they brought that out for Shady.
Yeah.
So.
They got to take him out of the Eagles Hall of Fame. I think it's fair. If they bring Petullo back, Shady's out.
Or make 29. Put that in the Raptors, his first number.
You know, so Elliot, you know, everybody has some good points today. Ike, Elliot, you know what I'm saying? Spike, not too much, but you know.
But look, never.
So the quarterback situation, so the way I look at it is like, I'm not benching Jalen, obviously. Like, I don't need to get in all that. But, like, when y'all talk about next year, mm-hmm. like, if the Eagles are going to go get a quarterback, do what the Chiefs did. I don't want them drafting no quarterback in the second, third, because you're going to just do the same thing. Like, a quarterback in the second or third round, they go in the second or third down for a reason because they got limitations, right? Tanner McKee, that's not the answer. He's a backup. He might give you a win or two, but that's what he is. If you want to draft a guy, move up and go get him. You know what I'm saying? Like, if y'all don't think Jalen's a guy, just doing what you did is just going to repeat the cycle. Now, if we okay with just recycling quarterbacks every 3 to 5 years, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want a guy. Like, if people don't think, I mean, I think we got the guy, but if people don't think we got the Mahomes, we got the Josh Allen, go get that guy. Don't go get another guy that people think is hurt, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think
that's hard to find the Josh Allens and the Mahomes.
True.
Yeah.
The odds of him hitting is going to be at the top of the draft,
yes.
Not the second or third round.
So you're saying move up in the draft and go get him.
Do what the Chiefs did. The Chiefs was a playoff team. They didn't win Super Bowls, but they were perennial playoff team.
Yep.
They said, that's our guy. That's who we want, and they went up and got him. You know what I'm saying? That's what you do if you don't think Hurts is the guy. And then it's like when I sit here and I look at people, you know, like saying like benching Hurts is borderline disrespectful. Now, you can say he's playing terrible because he is. You can say he's not having a great season because he's not. That is cool. But, like, I don't think – like, you got a locker room that older guys – like, putting Tanner McKee out there, as you guys said, like, I'm supposed to be believing in this dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't know how many, like, Tanner McKee, good locker room guy. I'm pretty sure people ride with him. But it's like now, it's like when you know, livelihoods and all that, winning football games is actually on the line. You know, it's the same situation. Like, why do we keep
somehow having... might want Tanner McKee out there.
I think they'd probably rally around
him. But look, hey, some people wanted Jalen Hurts, too. What I'm saying is, why do we keep having the same situation with the quarterbacks, huh? That's an organizational problem. The quarterback isolate. Y'all do all this homework, going to people's houses, eating all that stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
And then y'all got problems. The quarterback isolated, don't want to talk.
Personality traits, why aren't these red flags? Yeah, we're not noticing red flags.
Now, Nick, good personality. Nick Foles,
No, he's mainly talking about Wentz.
Wentz and Jalen.
Foles was drafted in the third round. Like, he was a guy that was kind of drafted later on. Like, what I'm saying, I know Hurts wasn't drafted to be the quarterback, right? It's like, y'all keep drafting these guys as y'all make the quarterback, and then y'all saying that, like we didn't hear this stuff about Wentz before he became who he was. We didn't hear it didn't come issues until y'all paid him, right?
Yeah.
Y'all told to pay the guys, and then now all of a sudden y'all got issues. Well, that's your fault.
You're right.
Well, I think, Corey, to your point, like, I'm not saying it's easy to look at a guy's tape. I'm not saying it's easy to look at a guy's measurables, but I think finding out who the player is inside is a lot more difficult. And it takes more digging. It takes more conversations.
You really need to see him go through adversity to even know. And that's
what
probably
what be like.
That probably is what attracted them to Jalen because of the way he handled the stuff at Alabama.
Probably in some way.
That made him more attractive.
All right, real quick, on the way out, you know, I got to transition with two things. Hey, one Ohio legend to another. Hey, if it wasn't for me, we wouldn't even have Schwarber. My football team was one of the reasons why we said, hey, man, you better stick to that baseball, playing at Middletown. You know, he rolled up one of them. Hit him hard.
Hold up, dog.
You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, no. You got away. You got away from Saturday night. Yeah, what happened Saturday night, man? Yeah.
Oh, did Ohio State lose?
Lost, man. Okay. Yeah,
13 to 10.
I'm talking about my actual high school. That's me. I don't know what them boys did.
Oh, now it's them. Yeah, now it's them. It ain't we no more. Huh?
Hey, I got to address this. I was counting today. Spike loved to bring up. Oh, the callers like to bring up the other quarterback. I seen Spike bring up multiple quarterbacks today, multiple times. Don't remember that, Spike.
In what respect? All I remember is bringing up Josh Allen once.
Hey, okay. You brought up Matthew Stafford.
You brought up.
Oh, okay.
Allen. Well, one of y'all brought up Burrow.
That was Ike.
That's my quarterback.
Yeah, that's his quarterback. All right, Corey.
You be too.
All right, get out of here.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
All right. I'm pretty excited to talk to Kyle Schwarber. I do think we should ask him for some money. I think that is a fair thing to do. I think $150 million, you don't need all of it. I know you have a family.
And when you add it up, I mean, it's over $220 million.
The Phillies have paid him.
Yeah, they will have paid him.
If he could take $500,000, spread it out to the WIP afternoon show.
Yeah. But hold on. Are we dividing it up evenly?
Well, no. I mean,
yeah, we'll give
Ike and I get the lion's share.
Right. What do you mean?
I figured that was working. Can it pay for my parking?
Yeah, you'll get your parking paid for.
Yeah, you'll get your parking paid for.
All right.
There it is. All right. Kyle Schwarber joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the number one sports book for same-game parlays. From points and rebounds to threes and assists, FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same-game parlay or track every stat live, all in one easy-to-use app. And right now is the perfect time for you to join, because new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on the players you love the way that you want. Head to FanDuel.com/Ike to sign up today. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Breaking news.
It is huge breaking news right here on the WIP Afternoon Show. Now, Kyle Schwarber will join us in a minute, but we had to tell him, call in a couple of minutes later because we have huge Eagles news. Enormous Eagles news. And on the day that Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings come out, it's not coming out till 5:30. And there was somebody on the beat that said to themselves, the rankings are coming out.
Well, they thought it was at 4:30. That's why they tried to get it in under the wire.
Right before. Now, this is huge news, and it's something we've been talking about a lot over the last couple of days. And, you know, I maybe it is part of how the Eagles will improve moving forward.
Have they made a change, Spike?
They have. The Eagles have made a change. It just came out of the NovaCare facility. Jeff McClain reports that the Eagles have decided to change. The positivity rabbit is no longer in the locker room.
They kicked the rabbit out?
They kicked the positivity bunny out of the locker room.
Unbelievable.
What a...
Good call, A.J. Dillon.
Yes. Poor A.J. Dillon. So, big contribution to the news cycle this year.
Is it safe to say that the players were irritated by this rabbit being there?
Well, I asked Jordan about it last night. I almost saw a look in his face that he was annoyed I was even asking him about the positivity rabbit. I was trying to, you know, lighten the mood a little bit.
Yeah.
He said, who even calls it a positivity rabbit? I was like, okay.
What if you said, what if you said bunny?
Well, I think it should be positivity bunny. And I said, Elliot thinks you should keep it. And he was right. Not down with that either.
Yeah.
So positivity rabbit is gone.
Yeah.
Huge news.
Yeah. Something tells me they gave that thing one game. Yeah, it didn't work. Get it out of here.
Yeah. It would have been a great bit if it worked, man.
Yeah, they gave it one game. Yeah. Like, okay, if we win, it can stay. But we didn't win, get it out of here.
Get it out of here. Kyle Schwarber will join us in a moment. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in... Oh, no. How about now? Joining us right now after one of the greatest seasons in Philly's history and now signed to a brand new contract to stay here for 5 years, that is Kyle Schwarber. Kyle, congrats on the deal and thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. How's it going? Appreciate you guys having me on.
Man, pockets on swole right now. Pockets on swole, Kyle. Man. How does it feel, brother? Yeah, how does it feel, man? Well-deserved, first and foremost, and happy that you are re-signing back here and you're going to be here for the next 5 years. How does it feel for you and your family?
No, I mean, we're ecstatic. I mean, obviously the deal's the deal, but at the end of the day, you know, going through the whole process and, you know, you listen to everyone and you hear all these different things, but, you know, obviously 4 years And the 4 years in Philadelphia have just been so special to us. And, you know, I when I signed there first, that, you know, there's a goal in mind. And obviously, we did a lot of really cool things. You know, we played a lot of meaningful baseball, but we just never crossed that finish line. And there's just that piece of me that, you know, I want to get across the finish line with this group, and I want to do it multiple times. And, you know, I think that this, it's a great fit. I love playing there. I love playing at the bank. I love playing in front of the Philly fans. Like, it's, you know, there's just nothing better than whenever you hit the, you know, you hit a home run, whatever it is, and big one, big moment in the ballpark, it's going crazy. And you're just kind of able to just run around and take it in. Right. Those are just moments that you don't forget. It gives you goosebumps, right now. And, you know, it's, you know, we're looking forward to 5 more years, and we're looking forward to creating a lot more great memories here and, you know, getting across that finish line.
Now, I got to tell you, as a fellow Ohioan, and I was raised in Cincinnati, I'm surprised the Skyline Chili didn't do it for you, honey. Didn't really get you over the top with that ball club. I'm just joking. I just threw that out there. No, don't worry about that, Cal.
I'll get a fair share of Skyline Chili when I come back home. Yeah. after we're going down Broad Street. But you know, it's yeah. I mean, listen, going throughout the whole deal, this whole process, right? That, you know, you want to do your due diligence, right? I think that you would be doing yourself a disservice in any sport or any job or whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. That if you're not going to be willing to listen and hear other different things, right? It's just how it is. And that was never, you know, it's never the point of to, you know, be trying to just get a top dollar or trying to drive up an amount, right? Like, you have to be open, right? There's a whole big process, but at the end of the day, right? Like, there's things that always going to stick with you. And you, like I said, like, you want to make a mark somewhere, and you want to feel like that you're going to be in a place that's going to try to win on a year in and year out basis, and that you have a chance to get across that finish line on a year in and year out basis. And we've had that this last 4 years here in Philadelphia. And I know that, you know, John and Lee and Dave and everyone from top to bottom, that this is going to be our goal year in, year out. And you can't take that for granted by any means.
Kyle Schwarber with us. Kyle, I want to ask you a little bit about the process, because I think back to your interview in the clubhouse after the loss to the Dodgers, and you're tearing up, and just I'm sure the thought of that being potentially your last run with the Phillies was going through your head. How stressful was, from that moment to the moment that you actually signed, making the decision and weighing those sorts of things, the different opportunities you had and winding up here? It's, of course, great opportunity, but I would imagine that there's a lot of pressure in making that decision as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you kind of even go back to, you know, that last interview, I think a lot of it, too, was just like, there was just a huge belief that we were just going to get that done there. Right. Like, I really believe that, you know, if we went into the game three and we got game three, that I loved their chances in the game four, and even going into a game five where anything could happen there in game five of Philly. But, and then obviously it possibly could be your last time ever wearing a Phillies uniform, and that you create so many great relationships with people. Right. Like, and I feel like in those 4 years, right, that I had a chance to really kind of become the person, the player, the dad, right, the father, husband that you want to be. And, you know, it was just a lot of different emotions, right? Then you go through this whole thing, and then you're thinking, and it is stressful. It is, it kind of puts a hole in your stomach sometimes, to where, you know, you don't know, you know, you're listening to everything, and you don't know where things are going to go. And right when everything's going to be all said and done, it'll kind of just smack you in the face, right? It'll show you where you're going to go and where the paths are going to be leading to. And, I mean, at the end of the day, when everything was all said and done and you're sitting down and you're trying to, and you're going to make your decision, that, all the paths, all the roads led right back here to Philadelphia. Again, I couldn't be more excited about it.
It must have been gratifying, though, on some level to put yourself in a position where, you know, you are thought of nationally, where a bunch of teams are so interested in you. You know, you've always been thought of as a winner and, a great player, but your run over the last few years, specifically last year, really put you in a spot where you were one of the prime guys that was a free agent this year. It must have been gratifying to feel wanted, not just by the Phillies, but by other clubs as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I think that's natural just for anyone, right? Like, you spend, your entire, days, your nights, your end season, your off seasons, right? That you spend so much time just investing in how are you going to win today? How are you going to be better? What am I going to do now? Now it's the time of, you kind of look through the whole year and you undress yourself from top to bottom and, great year, but what are you going to do to be better? Right? Like you gotta close different things, close different holes and keep evolving and keep trying to stay up with the pace of the game just because the game's going to keep evolving. And, when you just pour so much time, sweat, effort, and, you see kind of the continuous stress that you always put on your family and things like that of, always being on a road and, even at home, you don't get that much time with your kids. You try to, spend as much time as you can, and then it's time to go to work and it's time to really dig in and how you're going to attack the day. But, when you're doing all this and, you're going into and listening to different teams and how they look at you, how they value you, whatever it is. It is a gratifying thing. And obviously my journey's been a little bit different here in the big leagues than some other people. And just to wind up at this moment, it is definitely a very satisfying feeling. But trust me, I know that there's a lot of things that come in with having you signing a deal and now that you have to go out there and you want to continue to hold yourself to a very high standard. It's not just cashing in and checking out. This is, you cashed in and now you better show why you got it.
So earlier you mentioned that, John Middleton flew down after the season, kind of talked to you about the future here and, his vision for the team. I mean, obviously you can't say everything, but what sold you on that there's going to continue to be winning baseball here in Philadelphia?
Yeah, so Mr. Middleton pretty much right after the season came over to the house in Philadelphia, and we just sat down, and it was actually kind of funny. He shot me a text and goes, "When are you going to leave?" And I gave him the day, and he goes, "Okay, how does tomorrow work around lunchtime?" I go, "Perfect." And sitting down, I'm going like, "Okay, like do I order food or what should I do here?" I'm like, I've never had this happen before. I'm like, okay, like what are we doing? I'm like, screw it, we'll order some food here. And he comes to the door and, he's like, "Oh, I thought I was going to take you out to lunch." I was like, "Well, I ordered some food, so just come on in." Right. And so, I mean, we just had a really good conversation. I think that was, hold on, bud. One second. Daddy's on the phone. I think just being able to have that conversation with him, and it wasn't even just strictly baseball. I think it was just more about, getting to, know Mr. Middleton more and being able to, hear his beliefs, why he loves baseball so much. And obviously, yes, we talked about the future of the Phillies and where does he see us going. And, right. Like, I think that at the end of the day, that baseball is, if we had 30 John Middletons, that this baseball would be in an amazing place, right? Like this, I think that Philadelphia needs to, I know that they have a really good understanding of the family, but his passion for wanting to put out a fantastic product for everyone there. in the region to be able to tune into to come into Citizens Bank Park and watch a really high caliber team play a baseball game and go out there and win and play meaningful games and hold up a trophy again, right? Like those are his goals, and that just speaks to everything that a player could ever dream or want, right? To be able to feel like every time you step out of that clubhouse and you're walking on the field that you got a really good opportunity to win a baseball game, and you got a really good opportunity to go into the playoffs, and you got a really good opportunity to make a really deep run in the postseason, right? So the way that he talks about the Phillies and his passion for Philadelphia and just the organization in general, and the way that he treats everyone in his organization, not just players, front office, staff, workers at the ballpark, everything, right? Like it speaks volumes to how he runs his organization. And I think that we should all be lucky that he runs the Philadelphia Phillies.
We certainly feel that way. With the era of baseball we've had since he became the primary guy here, there has definitely been a huge difference. You mentioned Kyle last year. You guys thought if you got that game, you guys were going to get that series. And I think we all felt the same way. When you think back to last season and everything you guys went through and how it ended up, what is the biggest takeaway you have from last season?
Man, it's a great question. I think that if you were to tell us that, okay, yeah, great, we did what we needed to do. We won our division, won, 96 games, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And, we're going to be going into the division round and, we're going to be playing the Dodgers. And, I think that there was, for us that, we didn't really execute what we needed to do kind of in that second game. I feel like that we had a mis-execution part for us personally, then it didn't lead to us, either putting ourselves in a position to win that baseball game. I think that that's how it goes, right? Those are those small things in the postseason that are really going to matter. And it's not because of, a bunt or whatever it is, right? Like it's, there's little minute details that matter throughout that whole play, right? Yeah. Like there's little minute details that go into a game four or whatever it is, right? Like those are things that matter in the postseason that, and we know that we've seen it. We've dealt with that before, and we just have to continue to keep learning from that because we're going to find ourselves in the postseason again. We know that, and we have to be able to keep putting ourselves in that position to be there. But also too, when at the end of the day that we just got to find ways to win games, right? Like you got to find a way to put a team away. And, we continue to strive for that. I don't think that if you were to look at our postseason kind of these last 4 years where, everyone wants to, I know how people view it, right? We go from 22, we were in the World Series. Kind of everyone viewed it as a Cinderella story, right? We didn't view it that way. We viewed it as, we dealt with a lot of different injuries that year, and we knew how good of a team we could be, and then we finally got healthy and we went on a really, strong run there to the very end. And then 23 happens where, we just didn't get that job done. And I think that's a year that everyone will look back and it can really give you a big gut punch. And, going into 24 where, the Mets just straight out beat us. And, last year it felt like it was just a winnable series that didn't happen. And, I think if you're going to look at, the postseason in general, I've been in how many postseasons now? 10 out of 11 seasons I've been in the postseason. That I've only been in two World Series and, you know, made some deep runs. And I think that the credibility of a World Series shouldn't be taken down because it's part of my mouth, but it's fucking hard to win a World Series.
Awesome.
You know, there's a lot of different inklings that need to go in. And I don't care if you get eliminated in Game 7 of the World Series, if you get eliminated in Game 2 of the wild card round. Every time you get out, it hurts because you always feel like there's a chance to go in there and hold up a trophy. Yeah. So, you know, I think that for us moving forward, we know that we're going to be in the postseason. You know, we have a great, talented team. There's a lot of things that need to happen, right? We don't ever assume that, you know, you're just going to find a way in the postseason. You got to earn that right. 162 games, you got to earn that right. Mm-hmm. But when you do, and you do find yourself in there, we've seen a lot of different things. You know, we've seen a lot of different ways to win a baseball game, a lot of different ways that have, you know, lost baseball games in the postseason, right? Like, we just have to be able to have all this experience in the back of our head. So when we do find ourselves in that key moment, you know, there's going to be the key moment of the game that nothing's ever going to shock you. And you're going to be prepared for that moment like we always are. And we're going to find a way to get the job done. And that's what we do on a daily basis because, hell, that keeps everyone up at night.
Well, Kyle, congratulations on the deal, man. We're so happy that you're back. And like you said it, we would love, it's always fun when the team wins a championship, but for you guys to keep building and building and have the ups and downs, for you guys to get there, I think would mean a lot to everybody in Philadelphia. And for you to be a part of it means a lot too. So welcome back. Congrats. You buying anything cool? I mean, that's a pretty big contract. We didn't talk about it. Is something on your list, you know?
We gotta get ready for a new baby.
So. Okay.
There you go.
We're getting ready for baby number three.
Well, congratulations on that. Congratulations on the deal. And before we know it, we'll see you in Clearwater. So
right.
Not a very long off season, so we'll see you soon and congrats.
Oh, real quick, Kyle. It's not some good news in the Schwarber house. Obviously, you just got a life-changing contract there. But also, your Hoosiers, man. How about that win last week? And the number one seed in the college playoffs. That's got to be pretty cool.
It has been a pretty exciting time. I'll tell you what. You know, it's funny because being from Ohio, right? Mm-hmm. You grow up rooting for the Ohio team,
man,
right?
Buckeyes. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yep.
And obviously, now, you know, being from, you know, going to college 3 years at Indiana before getting drafted, you know, it means more when you've been there, you experienced it versus, you know, never, you know, spending time at a place, right?
Yep.
You get to root for your alma mater.
Yeah.
And seeing what Sig's done over there with those guys, man, in a 2 year span, I mean, I don't know if that's ever been done where kind of just the, you know, getting the crap kicked out of you in the Big Ten, right? Then being in the college football playoff last year, obviously tough beat. But now, you know, going in, being the number one team in the country, you took care of business in the Big Ten championship. And you got 3.5 weeks to get ready, get everyone healthy to make another run. So, oh man, it's a heck of a time. He's done such a fantastic job, but what a great time for everyone at Indiana and all the alumni across the country. I know are so freaking pumped up about this, and it's going to be a fun time for the Hoosiers here once the Rose Bowl kicks off.
Yep.
All right, Kyle. Well, congrats on all of it. We will see you soon and welcome back.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. And we will see you guys soon down in Clearwater, all right?
All right. Thanks, Kyle. There he is. All right. He sold me. I'm good. I'm good. 5 years, 6 years. I don't
there
care.
There you go. Yeah, we don't care.
Well,
you're fighting.
Two things.
That's a fill.
Yeah. You want to get, how many, do you want to get anybody else on to talk about Indiana football?
I know, right?
Calvert Chaney.
Yeah.
Like,
Right. I didn't know. That shout out to Fritz. He told me.
You're going to get Victor Oladipo.
Yeah. I don't know, man. You got all the Hoosiers on there, man.
Well, it shows you how much I follow college football. I saw Indiana as the number one seed. I was like, Indiana, the football?
Right, yeah.
The one thing that he said there, and clearly he is emotional about all of it, which I appreciate quite a bit, but him being fixated on the little stuff in game two is important, because we all talk about the talent for the Dodgers, and they are wildly talented.
They feel like that's where they lost the series at.
Yes, is that the Dodgers also do the little stuff.
Yep.
You can't talent your way to a World Series. Now, it helps, but the little stuff is important. And him talking about the bunt and talking about the little stuff, that made the difference in that series.
You don't have that margin of error against the Dodgers.
No, you can't make those little errors. Nope. So, well, thankfully, one of the guys that made that little error is not going to be on the Phillies next year, and Nick Castellanos. So,
Well, hold on. That wasn't his fault he was out there.
Well, but it was his fault.
Yeah.
I mean,
he didn't read the bunt.
Yeah.
Who's to say?
Who's to say? Well, Kyle Schwarber was great. Welcome back, Kyle Schwarber.
Yes.
And John Middleton, I think, could sell ice to an Eskimo, I think. With him talking about the Phillies, man, he cares.
Yeah.
He cares.
Yeah, he's emotional.
He is emotional.
Yeah.
What's coming up in the top five, Jack?
Things that I've realized now that I'm older.
Oh, this will be a good one.
What is this, life lessons?
Yeah, life lessons for Jack Fritz.
We're getting older.
Yeah, we are.
I related to Schwarbs. The kids hanging on the phone.
Daddy,
who are you talking to?
All in the background.
Yeah. That's good stuff there. By the way, the Philly dad's another one. He's having number three. Noah's on number two.
Oh, right.
Wheeler's at four. Yeah. Bryce is at four. JT's at four.
Yeah.
Schwarbs is at three.
Well, that's why they got to get the big contract.
Stoddard's on two.
That's why they need all that money. Yeah.
Boehm's still out there. Marsh is out. Castellanos is at three.
We only know the one.
Liam's
got three.
He's got two more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, the Philly dads, man.
Jamie Moyer.
Trey's got three.
Jamie Moyer had a full team, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
Oh, did he have a lot of kids?
Oh, yeah.
I played travel ball with his one son.
He had like the Phillip Rivers, like 8 or 9, right?
Oh,
don't
really?
Give me that face.
No, you said you played with. Does that mean you were sitting on the bench while that guy was playing, like the other guy that you played with?
Hell no. We were on the same team. I was an ace on that staff.
Okay,
one of the best pitchers in that
team. Well, no, the other day you were like, I played against that guy. Yeah.
I
watched.
I watched him play. No, I pitched in a game that Jamie came down to watch, and I got a little emotional on the mound.
Oh, really?
And he told his son to tell me to calm down, and I said, I throw harder than you.
No, I was going to ask, who had a better fastball, you or Jamie Moyer?
No, I did not say that. I said, you're right, Jamie.
Yeah. All right.
I could see you saying,
yes,
I throw harder than you to yourself.
What do you mean, Jamie? Yeah, I throw harder than you, old.
Yeah, all right. The top 5-5 is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, Surfside is the perfect fit for this holiday season. Now, whether you're watching football, hitting the slopes, or you're warming up by the fire, there's nothing better than enjoying your favorite Surfside canned cocktail to keep the good times going. Made with real vodka, Surfside is only 100 calories and zero bubbles. That's right, no carbonation, so it's smooth, easy to sip, and always refreshing. It's not a seltzer, it's Surfside. Ask for it at bars, restaurants, and stores near you. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.